with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is making his case for the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As Senate Republicans struggle with how to cut billions of dollars from health care, the president is touting the signature domestic policy bill. He told a White House audience that Congress needs to pass the legislation
to secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream.
The president said the measure includes record tax and spending cuts, plus more money for border enforcement. He wants it on his desk by July 4th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
ConAgra will remove artificial colors from its frozen foods by the end of this year.
ConAgra Brands, the parent company of Duncan Hines, Slim Jim, Marie Callender's, Healthy Choice, and Bird's Eye, is the latest big food company that says it's discontinuing the use of artificial dyes. ConAgra says it will remove artificial colors from its frozen foods by the end of this year. ConAgra also says it will stop offering products containing artificial colors to K through 12 schools by the beginning of the 26-27 school year. And it will work to discontinue artificial dyes across its entire portfolio. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Department of Defense is expanding a militarized zone along the southern U.S. border. Troops are authorized to detain migrants for prosecution on charges of trespassing in a national defense area. The Air Force announced Monday the military will annex a serpentine stretch of the border in Texas that cuts past McAllen and Brownsville. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 404 points, the NASDAQ rose 194, the S&P 500 advanced 48. This is SRN News. How do you feel about school prayer?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 52% of Americans would have no problem with public school teachers leading their students in prayer. 46% say no. Support for school prayer is strongest in the South and Midwest. Opposition is strongest in New England and the West Coast. The highest percentage of people who would like to see public schools embracing prayer are in Mississippi. The highest percentage of opponents live in Oregon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it's been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47% point gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it first began tracking this measure 29 years ago. The size of that chasm is partially due to a substantial dip in support among Republicans since 2023. This is SRN News. The Justice Department has closed its civil rights investigation into a planned Muslim-centered community near Dallas without filing charges.
The Epic City project tied to the East Plano Islamic Center faced criticism and claims it would exclude non-Muslims. The Justice Department has informed developers the investigation is ending, noting their commitment to inclusivity under the Fair Housing Act. The project has faced state-level scrutiny with critics alleging it aims to impose Islamic law, but the Council on American Islamic Relations calls the investigations discriminatory. Jason Walker reporting.
The first astronauts in more than 40 years from India, Poland, and Hungary have arrived at the International Space Station, ferried there by SpaceX. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.